Daphne Miller, welcome to WPSU.
Thank you so much.
You founded Whole Family MD in San Francisco, the first integrative primary care practice there. What does integrative medicine mean to you?
It really is thinking of the whole person, not trying to divide us down into a series of organs or systems, but really thinking of how all parts of our body interact, but also how we interact with our external environment, with our families, with our physical environment, with forests and farms.
In your recent book, Pharmacology, What Innovative Family Farming Can Teach Us About Health and Healing, you visit several farms around the country. What made you decide to visit farms?
Well, I look at farmers as being very much on the forefront of healing. Doctors traditionally take care of people within the four walls of a clinic, and we tend to see health issues once they've already advanced quite a ways, and in many instances are left just prescribing pharmaceuticals or doing surgeries, or if we're a little bit more forward-thinking, prescribing food or stress management. But I think of farmers as practitioners who are out there both healing the land and also providing nourishment for the community that will keep them healthy. So I felt that maybe I had something to learn from them. And what I have noticed in particular is that sustainable farmers or ecological farmers very much have this holistic mindset. And I thought that they would have something to teach doctors about sustainable or holistic medicine.
You visited an egg farm in Arkansas and learned something about stress. What did you learn there?
In fact, it was two farms in one. It was a CAFO-style farm, a high-density indoor egg farm where there were 15,000 hens to a house. And then the farmer, both for ethical and also financial reasons, had started to convert the farm over to a pasture-based farm where the hens were actually out in fields most of the day. And when I visited this farm, I commented to the farmer that, boy, those hens in the pasture farm are just absolutely stress-free. And those hens in the CAFO farm, they must be stressed as anything. And he said, in fact, the hens in the pastured farm do have their own kind of stress. They can peck each other. They can get attacked by bobcats. So this actually was a surprise to me. And I ended up consulting with stress researchers who had studied stress both in chickens and in humans. And they told me, in fact, this is correct, that both types of farming systems do produce stress, but that the hens on the pastured systems have a more physiologic type of stress. It's the kind of stress that where it peaks and then it sort of normalizes, versus in the confined system, they're constantly being stressed. They're being stressed out. And so I talk in the book about the difference between these two kinds of stress. And what I learned both from farmers and stress researchers is that when you're a pasture-based human, the things that probably stress-proof you the most are being able to have some kind of free choice and being able to have a contact with nature and being able to make communities. It turns out that pastured hens are able to run in these little flocks, and when they're in these big confined barns, they actually don't have a social system at all. So that was an important lesson that I brought back to my practice in terms of stress-proofing my patients.
You went to a winery and saw that in their integrated pest management system, there could be a parallel to treating cancer. Tell me about that.
Well, this was a young farmer in Northern California who has started a vineyard, and he is using this integrated pest management system where he basically is treating his vineyard like an insectiary. There's no such thing as a pest or a weed. It's more like this is an ecology that needs to be kept in balance. So, for example, he's planted a lot of raspberry bushes around his vineyard because those attract lacewings, and lacewings attack spider mites, which are a problem for vintners. Or he has sheep that eat between the rows, so they will eat the weeds. And when you have a lot of weeds there, it pulls moisture from the plants and can actually dry out the plants. So what he's done is he's developed this very complex ecosystem. And what's happened in cancer care is that there's starting to be this growing group of cancer researchers that feel that our model for thinking about cancer is not really a correct one, and that we shouldn't be thinking of cancer in this sort of foe or pest way. And we shouldn't be trying to nuke it out or blast it out or cut it out. And instead, they're proposing that cancer cells are another cell within the body that needs to be sort of treated as part of the ecology. And they're starting to do research with manipulating pH and blood flow and sugar levels and so on, trying to support normal cells and keep cancer cells at bay. And the studies are very early. I don't want anybody to fire their oncologist. But what it's showing is that for certain kinds of cancers that we perceive of as quite deadly, like ovarian cancers or melanoma, that they're able within animal models to keep these cancers at bay for a very long time by using this integrated cancer management model and thinking of cancer a little bit more like a pest in a field, in a sustainably managed field.
When we're going out to buy healthy food, what kind of things should we think about?
Try as much as possible to cook and eat at home. And I know that's time consuming, but it does not have to be a fancy meal. And then the other piece is trying as much as possible to buy foods from people who you know have grown the food. When you do that, you know that it's food that's grown with integrity and is going to be healthy. The third piece is really to try and purchase foods and eat them that don't look very different from how they grew in the ground. Eat what's in season and eat a diversity of plants and try and eat locally and not eat too much.
Dr. Daphne Miller, thank you so much.
Oh, it was a total pleasure.